As March comes to a close, so too does Women's History Month. In honor of this year's centennial celebration of the passing of the 19th Amendment, WXXI's Noelle Evans looks at how Haudenosaunee culture influenced the U.S. suffragist movement.
Three prominent U.S. feminists in the 1800s, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Matilda Joslyn Gage, and Lucretia Mott, had personal contact with Native American women. Historian Sally Rush Wagner of Syracuse is the author of Sisters in Spirit, which chronicles the influence of Haudenosaunee women on early U.S. feminists. She says that the three women witnessed the mirror opposite of their own society and Haudenosaunee culture.
At a time when, under United States law, in each of the states, women were considered dead in the law once they married. It wasn't just that you didn't have rights, it's that you ceased to exist.
In the U.S., at the time, women couldn't own property. They didn't have rights to their own children, and it was illegal to vote or hold public office. In Haudenosaunee culture, then and now, women own their own property. Clan mothers appoint chiefs, and women participate in spiritual ceremonies. Michael Galvin is a curator at the Ganondagan State Historic Site, where there is currently an exhibit, Haudenosaunee Women from the Time of Creation. He says it was important to reflect the Haudenosaunee worldview, which incorporates women as an integral part of the foundation of all creation.
We can talk about this connection between American women's suffrage and Haudenosaunee women, but without context and knowing, well, why exactly are these women inspirational? Why is it the culture worth looking at, and what lessons can we learn from that?
Galvin says without that, Haudenosaunee culture in this context is simply a footnote in U.S. women's history. Wagner says that through her research, she's seen the engagement between early U.S. feminists and Haudenosaunee women as an impetus for the suffrage movement in the U.S.
To be able to see, you know, it's our oppressed condition isn't universal. This isn't the way it is for every single woman. And once you see that, you know that it's possible to change the society.
Wagner says that Gage, who is an honorary adoptee into the Mohawk Wolf Clan, was essentially written out of history because she was considered too radical. She supported Native American sovereignty and the separation of church and state at a time when the suffrage movement was becoming more conservative.
Some of them segregated. They would not let African American women join. Some of them worked for the vote for white women only, and some of them worked for voter suppression laws.
Gage ended up leaving the movement. Elizabeth Cady Stanton, a more familiar name to many Americans, called for educated suffrage in her last speech, something Wagner says was coded language for keeping African American women and immigrants out of the movement. Galvin says that while the suffrage movement drew influence from Haudenosaunee culture, suffragists largely brought the vote only to white American women at the time.
Native women, in some cases in the country, don't, even though they're afforded the right of citizenship, are not eligible to vote until the 60s in some areas. So is it a problem? Yeah, it continues to be a problem.
Wagner says 2020 is a time to celebrate the accomplishments of the suffragist movement and recognize the bravery of those who protested, held hunger strikes in jails, and were force-fed while they fought for their right for a voice in politics. However, she says, it's also high time to hold them accountable. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.